Welcome back to part two of our conversation with Kai. This is a conversation that both Rupali and I really enjoyed and hope you did as well. Let's dive into the energy of the sacral, the feminine, and of slowing down. So can we, for the rational minds out there, kind of break the give and take, let's say, between energy and action? Is there a give and take as well? Because I think Rupali and I have been on this journey and we're definitely coming to a conclusion that it might all be energy, of course, with supported action. But a lot of times action is not in proportion to the results that you get, or generally it's not. So is it all energy, or what do you think? I mean,
I love this question because literally like a year ago when I started my business, I would always say, okay, business is 60% inner work, energetic work, mindset work, and 40% action.
Mm.
But now a year later, I'm like, it's 70% inner work. It's 70% energetic work and 30% action.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I feel like the longer I'm in my business, and again, I'm not here to just do anything. Like, I'm here to run a business. I'm not here to do things for free. But at the same time, when I've shifted from this 60, 70% inner work, I will kid you not, like last month was like my highest I've ever made.
Hmm.
And action-wise,
amazing.
Thanks. Yeah. Action-wise, it was probably the less because I've been a year in my business. So I learn a few things, but yeah, you do need to take action, but that's the easy part.
That's the easy part.
I hear a lot for what myself and other clients and other fellow colleagues in my position, it's like, it's that mindset. It's that shift of like, how do I post every day? Because trust me, there's all these apps where you could make you post and pre-post.
Yeah.
So my whole month of June is planned out. I'd spent like one day pre-posting but I had to be in that state, that energetic creative flow
to create all the
content. So that took also another day or two because I did all the energetic, the blocks were gone.
Yeah.
I had cleared that. So like 2 days, I planned out my whole month of social media for the month of June.
Wow.
And so action wise, it's less because again, you know, I use apps now. They pre-post it. So I do less.
Yeah.
But because I'm in a better state energetically, the ideas come
faster.
The content. And so yeah, it's less and less of the doing. Because guys, let's use technology. Like, I'm such a fan of it.
Exactly. Like, and also the doing, I think you get, sometimes what happens is when you don't do the energetic work, you get stuck in your head to the point where you think you've been doing, in inverted commas, for 5 days in a row, but actually you've done nothing because you're so stuck in your head because you've not managed that energy aspect of it.
You're like, is this good enough? Is this going to resonate?
Da-da-da-da. Exactly.
Now I'm like, I'm posting.
Yeah, this is what I want to do. My sacral's telling me go for it.
Like, if this excites me, I know other people will be excited.
Yeah,
so that's kind of where I work from.
It's also kind of the familiar zone for a lot of us, right? So I feel like unless you're aware, we all know people around us who fill their calendars to a point of overwhelm, burnout, and then they're justifying that the whole time, then that causes more problems, and they just find a way to be in that energy without taking a moment to stop. So I think for all of us, it's the familiar, you know, to keep doing, like we're saying, instead of slowing down, etc. So that's super interesting in terms of the energy and action, right?
Yeah, it's such an amazing conversation we're having because this is all things we talk about constantly, and it's so nice to have that perspective from you.
Yeah, being kind of reflected back at us. I think also a lot of what we speak about, and you might have found this as well, there's a lot of, let's say, beliefs out there in terms of action, right?
Yeah.
For example, you need to have a large number of followers for them to translate into sales. You need to put out posts every day to have consistency on the algorithm, let's say, or anything else in kind of different areas of the business. You need to have X amount of savings to go into entrepreneurship to feel secure. But we all know examples of people who've not had any of these. They're thriving.
So it really does come down to energy then, right? There is no other, I don't want to put it on luck.
Yeah, yeah.
Also has some energy.
Yeah.
So I think that's been really interesting to see the beliefs kind of being shattered with good examples.
Yeah, I actually had a question, Kai. How do you manage in terms of, you know, because when you're doing your energy work, you still have your friends and family around you that are not on that path.
Yeah.
So, like, how does one, like, we've got our kind of thoughts on that, but how have you dealt with that?
My circle's a lot smaller, but I'm a lot happier with that.
Yeah.
But I will say specifically for my family, they have, like, because when I grew up, there was zero interest in any of this. So in the beginning of my journey, my family would be like, what are you doing? What is this weird stuff? Da, 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 da. And my problem before is when I, even with my husband, I learned something, like, I'm super excited. I was like, you have to try it. You have to do it. Yes. So I would force it on my family. I would force it on my husband. It was not well received.
Not at all.
And in fact, it kind of put up a wall.
Yes.
Versus now I focus on me. I do my thing. And what happens is, like, my husband would be like, oh my gosh, you seem so much happier. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, and then I'm like, oh, you know, I'm just journaling. And I kid you not, this every morning he wakes up, he gets his journal and he journals.
See, there you go. It just comes.
Exactly, because I'm not forcing it. And that's, again, that masculine versus the feminine of receiving, of attracting. When you are in your zone of creativity and stuff, you're not forcing, but people, you're attracting it. So my husband he's like a tech person. So again, zero spirituality, but because of me, like, you know, I'd be there with my cards, my crystals. Now he'll have like a tough week and be like, let's pull a card.
Aww.
And I'll see him with the Palo Santo.
That's,
I have
so
many
videos.
So you just hold your own. And, and even my family back in Hawaii, very much not into this, very much not into this. My dad has always had health issues, back problems, surgeries, these types of things. And now he'll ask me, he'll like, oh, my back. And then he's looking into like acupuncture instead of like going down this. So, but it's because, and it's so funny because he was probably like the most opposite of me, but I started doing my email newsletter. He was the first to subscribe.
Oh, that's amazing.
And he'll randomly like send reply to my emails. I'm so proud of you. I love you. And I'm so like, but, and I think he's hearing my message, but it's because I'm standing in my power. I'm staying true to myself that I'm not forcing it on them. And if they disagree, I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm doing my thing. And then they're coming to me. So when it comes to a lot of people who have I don't want to say like disconnect from your family, still see them, but see them for who they are. They're not there yet. That's fine. You can still love them. And I see them now in a lot more loving light. And before I was like, why don't you do this?
Yeah.
So good for you.
Exactly.
But again, you focus it on you and they come.
Yeah. It's amazing because people think that self-work and focusing on yourself is selfish, but actually it's the most selfless thing you can do, isn't it? Because like you said, you see the ripple effect. I have a similar story with myself and my husband where he's now doing these bits and things where he's brought up in a traditional Indian household as an engineer, family of engineers. And now you also see him picking a card or the energy work or this or that. And I'm like, it's just so beautiful to see that.
It is. And I also, when you're doing it, your energy is healing, whether you know it or not, whether you're trying to emit that. And then they're attracted to that. They're coming and
How amazing is it that the most natural way of being is what helps everyone and it's the easiest thing to do, and yet everyone kind of shuts it off as if it's the hardest thing to do, as if it's taboo, as you know, it's just, it's so interesting.
It's
the human experience that we've come for, I guess, and that's all part of it. But
absolutely, Kai, we were having a chat just before recording, which I found quite interesting, and it'll be nice to have on the podcast, about spirituality and money and how they're seen as being from different worlds. I've been in a position myself where I felt petty for wanting to earn more, just, you know, being really judgmental towards myself about having goals, still on that journey maybe, of having materialistic goals. So do you see this often?
Oh yeah. And I can give you specific examples from my life when I first became a yoga teacher, you know, having a corporate job. I was like, oh, I'm just going to teach just to help people, just to, like, you know, because I want to give back. I don't need money, right? I have my stable income. And I would show up every day. People would not come. Like they would like, and, or one person would come, two people would come. And I burnt myself out because when you're doing any kind of work, spiritual, non-spiritual, there is an energy exchange. Yes. And for me, money and what they say in spirituality is the abundance energy. So when you're going out and you're doing work, you're giving and you're not receiving, again, burnout happens when you give, 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 and you don't receive. So here I was trying to help people, but I was burnt out and I would show up angry and I would show up, oh, what are these people? They don't show up. And what kind of yoga do you go to yoga class and the teacher is annoyed? Yeah. It's because I wasn't allowing myself to receive. It's because I was like just giving, giving, giving. So having that shift of like, okay, I'm giving, I need to receive something. So I see money as an energetic exchange in the spiritual terms of like, I'm giving something. Mm. You are giving if you're doing spiritual work. You need to receive. We live in this world where, you know, I got to pay rent. You know, I've got
to eat.
And then if you look at things where like in Thailand, the monks, they're taken care of by the community. They don't have rent. They're given food. Mm. So when you see this like, oh, you should be humble. You shouldn't want things. You should be things. I'm like, yeah, but then who's going to take care of me? And unless there's a system in place in all of our countries where if you're a spiritual person, you're provided for, that doesn't exist. You do need to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You need to show up for your clients, for your community, fully in that energy of like happiness, of joy, of like giving. And in this way that we live in, like we exchange through money. It's an exchange for me. It's currency. It's not something I'm taking from you. And that's another thing from the abundance mindset is like, I thought that if someone was giving me, I was taking, when in fact they're happy to give.
And you should receive.
I need to receive.
Yeah.
So shifting that from like, I need to receive, right? That was one thing. Another thing is like, why is it that I'm here trying to help people and I can't get paid, but someone over here destroying the planet, trying to make money off of oil is entitled to make a lot of money?
Yeah, of course.
Like organized drug or criminals, like we all know those criminals and those warlords, they're really, really wealthy. And I'm like, why are they allowed to make lots of money by hurting people? And I'm here helping people and I can't make money. Then I was like, that makes no sense.
Yes.
That makes zero sense. The more people like me who want to make money and do it for good needs to get bigger so that the other thing can be less. So even when I'm speaking to other people, I'm like, no, you should ask for money. No, you should ask for more. Not to be greedy, but because when in this world, unfortunately, when you have money, you have power.
Yeah.
So the more money, especially women have, we're going to use this for good. We're going to use this to, for example, one of my business goals is to make 100K. I'm literally in a business program called 100K program. But one of my goals is like when I make 100K, I want to be able to give like $10,000 to a charity.
That's amazing.
For caps.
That's amazing.
But that's one of my big goals. And that's something women will do. We'll contribute more to charity. We'll contribute more to other women. We'll contribute more to our families.
For sure.
So the more money women have, the more good like we're able to do with that.
Yes.
So,
money is not evil, right?
It's not evil. Yes. Some people who have money are evil. There are also people who have money and are good.
Yes.
So many of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why can't there be more of us good who have money? That's my new belief of now. I was like, no, I need money to help to do more good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that I could work with more people to help them shift their mindset. So they
definitely
can
to show people how it's done, because you have this belief where like in India or in the Indian culture or even in the West, you see like these preachers, these spiritual beings, and then you say, oh, but he's got like billions of dollars. He's, you know, obviously done something wrong. And you're like, and we fall for that, but actually it may not be true.
Yeah. Either that or again, quote unquote, spirituality teaching us not to have any desires, not to have any motivation, ambition. And that would never sit well with me because I have ambitions, I have desires. And if they are materialistic, that's fine. So it's taken some time, once again, to give myself permission to be motivated with these numbers or whatever it is. And that totally makes sense in terms of receiving.
So it's not either or. You can have both. You can help. You can be spiritual. You can have money. You can spend. You can buy a really expensive car, bag, house.
Don't you want to be comfortable? That's what's comfortable in this world. Another thing is like when it came to spirituality, I started as a yoga teacher. I was like, okay, I need to do all those beige colors and those neutral tones because, you know, in spirituality, it's, you know, the less is, you know, we don't need this.
Humility,
like be humble. And it is 0% who I am. Like, I love to get my nails done. I love bright colors. I love, you know, like, I'm very like, yeah, in kind of in your face. And I'm not this like, you know, but that's what I thought spiritual. And maybe that's for one branch of spirituality. But now that I'm more of myself, I feel I'm more abundant. I feel like I'm happier in my business. I'm not trying to be somewhere else. So even in spirituality, there are different pockets. And you can find the one that you, or you can create your own.
Yes.
That's what I always tell people, like, why are you choosing?
Yes, women create, right? Yeah. So go for it.
Yeah, make your own box, or don't even make a box. Like, do it yourself. Yeah, do what you want. Do both. Like, don't have to choose and or, but that's, again, like, yes. I was grown up with, you choose one or you choose two. Mm. You cannot be spiritual and
have money.
Yeah. Or like, I still, look, don't get me wrong. As much as I love crystals, I love plans, I love organizations, I love technology. Like,
yeah,
it helps.
It can coexist and it works really well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
very
exactly.
Much so. So have you fully transitioned to being an entrepreneur, Kai? Talk to us a little bit about that transition or that journey from having, quote unquote, seems to be my phrase today, a stable income to being an entrepreneur and everything that brings.
No, so I'm still working in my day job. The thing for me is, which I realize is, like, I'm going to get there when I get there.
Yes.
I'm going to take that leap when I feel ready.
Yes.
And there was a period where I saw all of my friends quitting their day jobs to go full time. And I remember hating myself so much that I wasn't doing it. And so I put this extreme pressure on myself to get to X amount by this deadline. And I was the most unhappiest I'd ever been. It was the lowest month in sales for my business. And so for me, I have removed this pressure of creating this deadline, which is arbitrary and like based on this. But I know when I feel it, I will feel it.
Yeah.
I've done it in different parts of my life. When I moved to Dubai, I was like, I know. Like, I was in Texas and I was like, I know when it's time to leave and I will leave. Or in previous relationships, when it's my time, I will do it. But having that deadline for myself doesn't, it didn't do well for me.
No.
And so the thing is with my day job, it's not one of those things where it's like, I hate my job. No, like,
yeah, you can,
I
like
enjoy
it.
Like, that's another thing. Like, you can like your job. Like, you can also like your job and your side business.
Yeah.
And so it's not really, there are some people who hate their job. It's fully not in alignment. That's something I think would have to put a deadline. But for me, I am happy.
Because you don't have to trade your happiness for a salary, right? Exactly. If you're happy and you're earning money, that's why not?
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying. They're like, why do you have to choose one thing? I was like, no, I'm happy in my day job. I'm happy in my business. I'm not burning out. Why do I have to choose right now?
Yeah.
When the time comes, I know. I trust myself enough now to know that when that time comes, I will make that decision. But it's not feeling like it right now.
And I feel like, once again, on social media, jobs get a bad rep and entrepreneurship gets glorified, but they both have their challenges and they fit different people in a different way.
Yeah.
Entrepreneurship can be really challenging for so many of us for different reasons.
Yeah.
And I don't think one is better than the other.
Absolutely.
It just needs to be right for you, like you said.
Absolutely.
So with that, then, how do you manage your time? And we see you, like, doing everything. You know, you're so active on social media. You're associated with so many different clubs. You've got the self-love club as well. We'd like you to speak about everything that you're doing maybe later. But first, how do you manage your time?
You know, it's so funny. It'll be like 4 hours in the day and I'm like, I have nothing to do. And I'll just go to the mall and I'll have like a 2-hour tea break. And this happens quite often. So there's this opposite feeling of like not having enough time to now having so much time that I'm like, well, why not? Why not have a 2-hour tea break?
How did you flip?
Yeah. So I'm the busiest. I'm legit the busiest I've ever been in my life. I just got married last month. I went on a 3-week holiday. So I did nothing.
Wow.
I did nothing. I did zero. I brought my laptop. I was like, okay, I'm going to do. I opened my laptop once for 1 hour while I was in Thailand and did nothing.
Good.
But my business didn't suffer. My day job didn't suffer. My health didn't suffer. And the way that I look at things now, I don't really look at things time-wise. I look at things energy-wise.
Yes.
So I'll say in 1 hour, I'm going to do 1, 2, 3. And I get 1, 2, 3 done. But I also honor my body. So I know when I'm on my kapha period or my flow, if I tell myself to do something, nothing will get done. Mm-hmm. And I force myself. That's wasted energy that I'm using trying to get myself to do something I don't want to do when I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Versus, so what I just do is I just create my to-do list. And the other day it was like, this is what I want to do for the week. Like I had like a bunch of things and I waited till I felt good. I get everything done in one day. And I was like,
so now you're free.
What do I do for the rest of the week?
And that's like, amazing.
And I even just like little things, like I used to not have time to go to yoga for myself. So these days I've been going more and more to yoga. And so I think it's that shift of like honoring your body. When it's time to go, you go. And I go like 150%. When it's time not to go, I don't go. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to do more. And I don't see it as time.
Yeah.
I see it as energy. I'm that's in the amazing. Energy. I'm in the state of flow. Let me get stuff done. So
that's amazing.
So that's, yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's just that shift. And I always like this analogy that someone gave me before, is that like when you're a student and you had your exams the next day and you would stay up the night before and cram, and it somehow worked. You crammed a whole year worth of lessons into a couple of hours and you passed it. And that's an example of like
true
energy management, or like there's a word I just can't think of it. It's like when you manipulate time, or this is what I believe in. It's like it does not take me 1 hour to create a post. It used to, because also it's that overthinking. The overthinking of like, should I do this? No, I just do it. And it's because I have less of that internal battle. It takes me a lot less time to do things
and energy. You're not, there's not so much resistance.
Exactly.
There's a big chunk of that is, you don't, it's not feasible. It's not tangible.
Yeah.
And so you don't really fully understand it until you feel it. That, oh, right. I freed up so much energy now.
Yeah. And you have so much space in your head. It's weird in the beginning because I call it your inner critic. You can call it the opponent, that negative self-talk. You spend so much time arguing, but then when that voice goes away, you're like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, what is this? And then for a second, your mind like looks for it and it starts to find like, oh, this problem. I was like, no, you did that already. No, it's already taken care of. Like you got nothing you need to do right now. Yeah. Just chill. Like, so and even that sometimes I'm like, just chill.
With your day job, do you find sometimes you have to kind of go against your flow? Because, you know, this talk of flow and going with your body sounds amazing and it's delicious for everyone to listen to. But I think some people, and myself included, sometimes you just have to get things done.
Yep.
So then how do you manage that?
Yep. And we have busy seasons. So in my busy seasons at work, I have to get work done. But that's, again, where I give myself, what is the bare minimum I need to do today? Because just to get through the day. I know I have zero energy. I know like I'm kind of at a low period and I just make a list. What's the bare minimum? And I do the bare minimum and nobody does anything. My boss doesn't come at me. My customers don't like, why are you so bad today? That idea of like when I don't give 100% and I sometimes my tank's at 40.
Yeah.
So I give 40. And that's the thing is when you give yourself that permission, I guarantee you nobody is coming after you for
it's we that go after ourselves, right? It's us and our unrealistic expectations at times that hold us back. So
exactly. Nobody. And again, I'm not doing this every day, but like you said, there are days where we have to show up and I don't want to show up.
No,
but I show up with 40%. I got 40%. I'm giving you 40%.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'm not feeling sorry about it. I'm doing it. And I can tell you for the past 2 years since I've been doing both, like, when I show up 40%, I did 40%, and nobody was like, you're horrible, because obviously the other days I show up 100%.
Yeah, of course. Nobody maybe even notices. I think it's just us.
No, that's another thing is we think that everyone's looking at us. We think that everyone's watching
us.
No
one gives a shit.
Nobody cares. No offense. My boss has way more problems than for one day I don't go do like 100%. My customers have 1,000 different things. When you're in a yoga class and you're teaching and you messed up left versus right, they forget in 3 seconds. Nobody cares. They all care. We all care about ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So can you tell us a bit more about, can you tell us what you do really? How can people get in touch with you? What services you offer? How can they work with you?
Yeah. So basically right now I'm primarily working one-on-one coaching to help people overcome burnout, stress, and anxiety and live a life more aligned to their soul purpose. Like completely filled out of spots, so there's nothing yet there, but in the next month or two I'll have some spots opening. And again, it's a lot of the things we talked about today. It's mindset work, it's energetic work, but it's always action oriented. I'm not here to just talk about things. We're then going to take what we've learned, discussed, and apply it to our life through action steps. So that's what I primarily help people with. And I also want to say I have half of them are corporate professionals who are burnt out, and half of them are entrepreneurs, self-employed, business owners, moms who are also feeling burnt out or out of alignment. So again, that burnout, it's not just for jobs.
Yes.
And then this month I've got like 2 workshops coming up, Burnout to Balance. I've got an event tonight for sound healing. I've got another painting event with self-love. So I've got quite a few things. I'm always posting them on Instagram.
That's amazing. Yeah. So there's plenty of you people can enjoy in
different. Yes, exactly, exactly. So I do little events since my one-on-ones filled out. So there's a lot that I'm sharing out on Instagram and stuff.
We'll share your links and all of that in the show notes so people can access
that. So apart from the one-on-ones, if I understand correctly, you run the self-love tribe, right?
Well, so that one, my partner and I started a year ago, and that was something that I've stepped away from.
Okay.
That one, I support it. I even go sometimes to the events for myself, but I found like my direction where I want to go is a little different from that direction. But again, so much love for the self-love tribe, still a part of it. I do their events as like I'll do sound healings with them. Right. But as far as it's still being run by my co-founder, Sarah, who's doing an amazing job.
Yeah. She is. Yeah. She's quite amazing too. She's got her own set of offering and all of that. So it's beautiful house.
Yes.
2 people that appear to be different with a different mindset and energy kind of came together, created this. And it's also quite nice to see that you've kind of stepped away when you saw it's not in alignment with you, which does not represent the lack of consistency or a failure or something.
No.
It's actually quite empowering to hear that actually you can just walk away from something when and still support it when it's not for you.
100. Yeah, that was a huge kind of big decision like I had to make that, again, you don't have to step away with something because it's not working, because it's wrong, because it's bad. Sometimes it just, you're going in a different direction. And she understood that. And I love that so much. So lots of love for them.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know if you have a view on there being so many coaches that you come across, especially in Dubai. I don't know if that's the case anywhere else. Do you find that it's an overcrowded place? You've grown really fast yourself. Again, does that come down to energy? I'm just beginning to feel this fatigue around coaching, coaches, or maybe that's just me.
I hear you. I felt like that. I graduated with my soul purpose Dharma coaching with 500 other soul purpose Dharma coaches. So when I graduated, I was like, oh my gosh, just in my cohort, there are 500 other soul purpose coaches. And then the cohort before me and after. So in the beginning, I initially felt like, how am I going to stand out? How am I going to be? And I also had this, again, very scarcity mindset of like, if I run a self-love circle and then there are other self-love coaches, they run a self-love circle.
Yeah.
They all need to come to my self-love circle.
Yeah.
But then I started realizing there is enough abundance for everyone. They can have the self-love circle. I can have mine.
Yes.
We'll attract different people. And nowadays I don't see anyone as competition because no one can be more me than me. So I'm not competing against other soul purpose coaches because how I share soul purpose is different from everyone because I'm nothing like anyone else. You're nothing like anyone else. So when it comes to this kind of wellness or coaches, I don't even see like a competition anymore. It's just with myself if there is one, or a comparison, because you can't replicate yourself. You can't replicate my energy. I'll see people talking about burnout. I was like, go, good for you. You're speaking into them in another voice and another energy that I probably can't. So I think when it comes to coaching, entrepreneuring, whatever is, the more you find your own voice, the more you realize how special and unique you are. And that's what people come down. Like, I hate the whole, what's your niche? What's your niche?
Yeah.
I'm my niche. Okay? Like,
well done.
Like, so the more you know who you are and accept that and show that, I feel less of a competition. And also, as coaches, we're in the coaching world. Like we were saying, you guys were saying earlier, I was like talking about these money mindset people I follow. Yeah. And you're like, that's very basic information in the money world.
Yeah.
But in the everyday world,
it's huge.
Nobody knows, like a coach. Oh, what's that?
You know?
So I think that's another thing is we forget that our world, what we see on Instagram, it is all coaches because that's our world. But if we remind ourselves to step out, like, people will be like, oh, wow, what's a coach? You know what I mean?
True.
Or what's a finance coach? So that's another thing is like our world is...
We have our bubbles.
And when you're being authentic, you're not necessarily conveying the message of this is what a coach does. It's this is me. This is what I do. This is my story.
Yeah.
and then someone can resonate with it or not. And then whoever resonates with it is perfect for you.
Exactly. And that's the thing is when it comes to working with coaches, not, oh, who's the best coach? Who's the most expensive? Who has the most followers?
No.
Who is the one that you resonate most with?
Yes. Yes.
Who is the one that feels right for you? That's how you know that's the right coach for you. So the more that as a coach you show yourself to the world, the more opportunities you're giving for people to see you and say, oh, I resonate with her. Oh, I don't resonate with her. Mm-hmm. And I used to get so sad. Like I have my email list and when people unsubscribe, I'm like, oh, nobody likes my newsletters.
Yeah.
But then someone's like, yeah, okay. Well, now they're making room for someone who does.
Yeah.
Because the universe likes to fill space. So these days I'm super cutthroat with how I say no. And I never say it in a mean way. I'm like, no, not for me. No, thank you. Not interested. Yeah. Like we were saying earlier, not interested. I already, no, I'm just not interested.
Yeah. And we're honored that you said yes to us. So thank you.
Of course. No, I was super excited. So that's another thing. I was super excited. Whenever I'm excited about something, I'm like, yes.
Amazing.
Yeah. So maybe on that note, we feel like we can go on and on so many different tangents with you, Kai, and we'd love to have you back on the podcast.
Yes.
I hope you enjoyed the conversation as much as we did. But let's end the conversation for today. Hopefully everyone's taken a lot back to think on, to ponder over. We definitely have.
Yes, for sure.
We'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much.
So please share this podcast, leave your reviews, your comments to support us on our journey. We are so passionate about making your lives more abundant with this information.
So with that, we bring this episode of our financial adventure to an end. Please follow us on all social media platforms at Fantastic Females.
None of the information provided is financial advice, and Fantastic Females is not a financial advisor.
The information provided is educational only. It is general in nature and does not take into account your personal circumstances.
Please use your own due diligence before making any financial or investment decisions.